question one, what does AAPI Heritage Month mean to you? When I think about this question, I think back to my parents when they arrived here from Taiwan. My mom was originally in Canada, and then she came to Chicago and trained as a classic pianist. My dad was an engineer who first arrived in the U.S. in 1968 at the height of the civil rights movement. And he arrived in Jackson, Mississippi at during the hotbed of a lot of activity in a lot of places in the U.S. And one story that comes to mind during his arrival was something that's just so unique to me, and something that I recounted when I was speaking about him at his funeral a number of years ago. And that's when he arrived. He had only the money in his wallet and was boarding a bus, or got on a bus with his suitcase, got up at a stop, and had taken his suitcase, and the bus began to go on when it all of a sudden stopped, and there was a person who called out from the bus who actually had his wallet. He had left his wallet on his seat on the bus. So this person stopped the bus and gave him back his wallet, and he went on his way. And it sort of speaks to the amazing sort of quality of human beings anywhere at any time. And certainly at that point, he only had what he had in his wallet, and was able to finish out his schooling at the University of actually at Old Miss, and then come up to Chicago and able to really settle down and have a family. I was born in Chicago. And so since then, you know, times have changed, and maybe they haven't in certain parts, and depending on your perspective. But we all have arrived with our families to this country by land, by sea, by air, and made our lives and our generations of lives at this point. So we all have a background and heritage to come from. And I think it's just important to realize each of our characteristics. And for this month, our AAPI brothers and sisters, it's great to see you, and great to see all your success stories. Question two, why do you believe AAPI Heritage Month is important? Well, when I think about this question, I think that everyone's heritage is important, and this is a great month to celebrate all of our colleagues who have Asian American heritage in their lineage. There have been lots of certainly contributions to history and science, and civic contributions over many, many years. And just so proud of everything that we've accomplished in time, and those who've received recognition, worthy recognition. But more importantly, I think it speaks to all those who have not been recognized for their contributions. And it's those heroes that we continue to celebrate as well. I think that it's important to take pause and realize that we're all in this race together. And I'm reminded of an excellent quote by our former Maine Journal's editor-in-chief, Robert Goldwyn, who was a former chief of my hospital, who had a lot of great and very insightful and sage quips over his lifetime, one of which was, "Everyone is someone." And I've oftentimes quoted him, quoted his saying, that saying in particular, because it really speaks to how he saw everyone in the world, and he was an amazing humanitarian, and always will be remembered that way. But to recap, this AAPI Heritage Month is really important, and I'm so happy to be a part of it. Number three, does your heritage influence your work? If so, how? Well, I think that in our heritage of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, I think that there's this tendency for us collectively to be viewed a certain way, to have certain stereotypes, and certainly that's not the case for each and every particular person. We are considered in the press some sort of model minority at times, though at the same time we're not lumped into any category. We are, you know, we are minorities, but we're not in classic minorities as folks would think of as with other ethnic categories, and yet we are sort of almost lumped within the majority. But certainly we're not the majority, and we don't look like the majority. So we're sort of in this gray zone of existence in this country, carving out our own way through hard work. Many people work hard, and everyone wants to provide for their families. But it affects me because in my work I see a cross-section of a lot of different kinds of people, from people that look like me and people that don't look like me in different backgrounds, and people who have recently arrived, and people who've been here for many, many years and several generations. So I approach this by thinking about how I can relate to each and every person, regardless of what they look like and whatever, regardless of how they see me either, in terms of trying to find a personal connection with each and every patient. Number four, why do you think it's important for people with an AAPI heritage to be involved in the medical field? Well, as with other ethnicities and minorities, I think it's always important to continue to serve the greater good and serve people, help people. And these are all cliches or very things that are easy to say, but it really speaks to the truth of what it means to look at your occupation not as a job, but as a mission, and not as a job. And I think that looking like the people that you're going to serve is very much an important part of what has, I think, happened in this country recently, and in other minorities as well. But it's also important to remember that one doesn't have to always look like the person that you're taking care of, just as long as you are the best at what you can be and best what you can do. It doesn't matter what you look like, honestly. And as long as you can be the best, whatever that occupation person is, the people, I think, will come to see and come to trust you. On the other hand, you know, being a role model for younger generations of people that look like you is super important. And I think that's why it's going to continue to be important for folks with an AAPI heritage to be continually involved in not only the medical field, but across all fields. Number five, what is your best piece of advice for people with an AAPI heritage who are pursuing a career in the medical field? Well, this is a great question. And I think that it's, you know, in a word or a phrase, just go for it. Follow your dreams. This is the best country in the world. And there's lots of opportunities to make this happen if one wants to work hard. And I think it's amazing that there are so many opportunities and so many people of diverse backgrounds and origins that you could draw upon, and it really exists here and everywhere. So really go out, meet people, take advantage, and there are lots of programs, and especially in this day and age with the advent of all these virtual platforms, it's more than easier than ever to connect with people near and far to further your dreams.